Rejoice always is a command St. Paul gives us today. And so we rejoice today and we rejoice always. And why is that? Why? Because joy is a mark of the Christian. As G.K. Chesterton put it, he said, joy is that gigantic secret of the Christian. Joy. And why is this? Because without Christ, the world remains joyless. Truly. Maybe that sounds like a bold claim, but it is very true. Without Christ, the world remains joyless. Without a God who knows my name and cares intimately about me, who's able and willing to forgive my sins and invites me to an eternity with him in total bliss, without that, there is no lasting joy. Why? Because that's what our hearts desire. That's what we truly desire. Now, we maybe can have kind of a dogged optimism, a white-knuckling optimism that things are going to be good, or we can settle for just kind of fleeting happinesses. But no, for that true joy, we have to have good message of Jesus Christ. You know, if there's no God at all, well then, you know, this is what we got, and there's really not much meaning to anything. If the pagan gods are real, then, you know, we can try to do a lot of things to make them happy, but we probably hope they don't actually notice us at all, because it'd probably be worse for us if they did notice us. Maybe if Buddhism or Hinduism were real, if that was the truth, then we'd realize that all of reality is an illusion and that the goal of everything is non-being, to not exist. And those things are not things that bring us joy. Joy ultimately comes from our faith in our God, who loves us unconditionally. And then our unconditional faith in return can bring a true and unconditional joy. Not just any faith, of course, but the faith in our God, the faith in Jesus, whom we are about to celebrate his coming at Christmas. But then, of course, we have to consider it rightly. We don't accept the faith to have joy. No, we don't seek joy for its own sake. We seek the goal of our faith. We seek Jesus Christ himself. And the result of that, the fruit of that, is joy. What we truly want is Christ. He is the fulfillment of our desires. So Jesus is not a means to our joy. No, no, we seek Jesus. And the result, the consequence, the gift, the fruit is joy. It is our faith, our hope, and our love which connects us with Jesus. And the result is joy. Okay, so now let's ask a question. Are you ready for Christmas? How do you feel about Christmas? And don't say your answer out loud, but what is that? What is that answer? What is your answer to those questions? Because our answer then reveals where our heart is. If we're excited about the gifts we'll receive, then that's where our heart is. If we're stressed out about all the things we have to do, then that's where our heart is. If we don't really care, we're indifferent, I don't know where our heart is. If maybe we're excited about the time with our family, that's good. That's where our heart is. But where we truly want to place our heart, and it is a choice, where we truly want to place our heart is on that experience of the faith that we celebrate at Christmas. The gift and the coming of Jesus Christ, because that is the thing that will bring us the true joy. The joy of the faith. And so we have to reflect on what is our answer to those questions. Where is our heart at this time as we get ready to celebrate this great mystery of our faith? Set our heart where we know we'll find true joy, and it only find true joy in Jesus Christ, and the one who can fulfill our desires. The St. Teresa of Avila has a kind of famous quote, God save us from sour-faced saints. But sometimes at this time of year, you kind of wonder like, well, you know, God save us from the sour-faced Christians who get so wrapped up on the externals and all the things that they got to do that the season of Advent and preparation and the season of Christmas then is this kind of joyful, kind of totally stressed out, very distracted time. No, we are the Christians. We're supposed to be the light of joy to the world. We because we've received the joy in Jesus Christ. And so we have to keep that in mind, place our heart there in that gift of faith so we don't have that, so we don't look like everybody else at Christmas. But we look like we have that greatest gift that the earth could possibly even conceive of. We have that. And that's what we celebrate, and we're getting ready to celebrate at Christmas. And so we can look to our readings today. We see our responsorial psalm, which is not really a psalm. It's from the Gospel of Luke. It's Mary's Magnificat, the prayer, but the refrain, "My soul rejoices in God." We can see that, you know, that's really kind of a choice. And then we see Isaiah in our first reading. "I rejoice heartily in the Lord. My God is the joy of my soul." Again, expressing that choice to put God there, to be the joy of the soul. And so we can choose joy in that way, by choosing to put Christ there, the one who can bring us that joy. And we see that, well, how do we choose joy? How do we do that? Well, first we have to embrace our faith in Jesus Christ. Pope Benedict XVI, I guess you could say argument from authority, but he's also like the greatest theologian living. He's incredible, incredible theologian. And he says very simply, joy comes from faith. Joy is that gift of the Holy Spirit, a gift of faith. Okay, but then how do we do that practically? Well, the first thing practically we can do is return to the sacrament of confession to have our sins forgiven, to repent as John the Baptist calls us to, especially in this season of Advent. Certainly you can go during Mass, but we also have a penance service coming up. I'll plug it right now. Penance service Tuesday night, 6:30 here in the church. We'll have adoration with it. So first thing, we go back to confession. We seek God's forgiveness. We repent and turn back to Him. And then what do? We go to St. Paul in our second reading. This is a very important little line. He says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and then in all circumstances, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." In all circumstances, at all times, in everything, at every moment of our lives, we experience and can experience God's will for us. God's will works itself out at every moment of our lives. And so we can embrace that. We can embrace that reality that Christ comes at Christmas, but he also comes now. He comes at every moment. He is imminent. His will is imminent in our lives constantly. He is constantly coming to us, and so we can accept that. And so in all moments we can say, "Lord, your will be done. Your will be done. In this time, I have to go have a difficult conversation with somebody. Your will be done. I've got all these things I've got to do. Your will be done. I'm really tired right now, and I've got my adoration hour. Your will be done." Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Any situation we find ourselves, we can make that leap of faith. Your will be done right now, because I know your will. You desire to have your will worked out in me at all times. Your will be done. We reach out in unconditional faith, in unconditional trust. Your will be done now. And what's that gift that we receive? We can receive joy, for we are reaching out in faith, and our faith leads to joy, true joy. And another thing St. Paul says is don't quench the Spirit. And that, of course, then the Spirit wants to work. So we don't quench the Spirit by "Thy will be done." We make that act of faith, "Your will be done, Lord." And if we continue to do that, then we can make Christmas a celebration of faith in God, in the God who became man to save us out of his sheer love for us. And that's what we really, really want to celebrate this time of year, is our faith, the thing that brings us true joy. And we celebrate joy today. That's why we wear, well, it's a rose. I grew up with Father Dan Spexarth, who, it's not pink, it's rose. And so it reminds us of the joy of the season. Don't let everything else crowd it out. Hold on to the faith. Reach out in unconditional faith, and we can experience that unconditional joy of a God who will never abandon us, but loves us so truly. Let us stand and profess our faith.